Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I am really glad to have you along with us at the start of a brand new week. And a reminder that last week we had an introduction to the doctrine of soteriology, or the doctrine of salvation. As part of that, I made some comments to those of you who are not yet Christians, and to those of us who are Christians. We spoke about our attitude as we come to this doctrine or this teaching, if you prefer the word teaching over the word doctrine. Our attitudes are of interest to God. If you did not hear the important introduction, please go to our website and listen to last week's free podcast. Just visit www.godisministry.org and click on the link right on the homepage labeled God Saves. The last five podcasts listed are the episodes from last Monday through Friday. Also, if you were with us last week but would benefit from hearing those again, they exist for you. Godisministry.org, and I hope that you will listen to those. Today we come to this first link in the golden chain of salvation, in the order of salvation, and this is foreknowledge and predestination. Remember that these two go together, forming our first link in the chain, or move in the order. The best way for us to get at this is for me to read just the first part of Romans chapter 8, verse 29. This is Romans 8, verse 29. It begins, "For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined." He is God, so we can reread this. "For those whom God foreknew, God also predestined." God is the one who foreknows, and God is the one who predestines. Let's start with this word, foreknew. I want you to listen to the way this word is spelled, and as you listen, think about what this word might mean. Foreknew is spelled F-O-R-E-K-N-E-W. God foreknew. What might this word mean, or what subject will this word deal with? If you say knowledge, you are 100% correct. Let me give you a virtual gold star. You're off to a great start this week. We pick up knowledge from the last part of the word, new. But there is also the first part of the word, and that is for, F-O-R-E. And when you think of that, what comes to mind? For me, it is the word before. For, before. So we might say foreknowledge is knowing before. We can define foreknowledge as awareness of something before it happens or exists. Well, we will come back to the biblical definition of this word foreknowledge later. I will tell you what the Greek word is and what it means. The Greek being the original language from which we get the English word foreknowledge, or in this context of Romans 8, foreknew. But I think it will be helpful as we always keep before us the nature and character of the living God. It will be helpful if we take a few steps back and talk in a more general way about the knowledge of God. God is all-knowing. That is what we call his omniscience. God knows all things actual and possible, whether past, present, or future. God is omniscient. Listen to some scripture to get your week going. 1 Samuel 2, verse 3. "The Lord is a God of knowledge." Job chapter 12 and verse 13. "With him are wisdom and might. To him belong counsel and understanding." That's 1 Samuel 2:3 and Job 12:13. Whenever in our sinfulness we try to deny God his knowledge, his omniscience, we must remember the futility of this. Isaiah 29, verse 15. Woe to those who deeply hide their plans from the Lord and whose deeds are done in a dark place. And they say, who sees us? Or who knows us? And Isaiah chapter 40, verses 27 and 28. Why do you say, O Jacob, and assert, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and the justice due me escapes the notice of my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. Isaiah 40, 27 and 28. That is, God's knowledge is so deep and so wide that it is impossible for us to understand or to interpret. It is inscrutable. None of us can hide our plans from the Lord. All our deeds done in the dark places, he sees in bright light. Nothing escapes his notice, and it is never that we can catch God napping, asleep on the job of overseeing the universe and all of us in it. He does not ever become weary or tired. God is omniscient. Pastor Arthur W. Pink, in his compact yet powerful book, The Attributes of God, writes this: God is omniscient. He knows everything, everything possible, everything actual, all events and all creatures of the past, the present, and the future. He is perfectly acquainted with every detail in the life of every being in heaven, in earth, and in hell. Nothing escapes his notice. Nothing can be hidden from him. Nothing is forgotten by him. We may well say with the psalmist, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Psalm 139, 6. His knowledge is perfect. He never errs, never changes, never overlooks anything. Pink then quotes from Psalm 139, verses 2 through 4. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You understand my thought from afar. You scrutinize my path and my lying down and are intimately acquainted with all my ways. Even before there is a word on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all. And he adds this: what a wondrous being is the God of Scripture. The apprehension of his omniscience ought to bow us in adoration before him. How solemn is this fact! Nothing can be concealed from God. Though he is invisible to us, we are not so to him. I really like that line. Though God is invisible to us, we are not so to him. The all-knowing God is also a comfort for the Christian person. Pastor Pink for Christians says, quote, to the believer, the fact of God's omniscience is a truth full of much comfort. In times of perplexity, the believer says with Job, but God knows the way that I take. It may be profoundly mysterious to me, quite incomprehensible to my friends, but he knows. In times of weariness and weakness, believers assure themselves, he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. Psalm 103:14. In times of doubt and suspicion, we appeal to this very attribute, saying, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Psalm 139, 23 and 24. In time of sad failure, when our actions have belied our hearts, when our deeds have repudiated our devotion, and the searching question comes to us, "Lovest thou me?" We say as Peter did, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love thee." John 21, 17. I think Dr. Pink is really good and, of course, right there. And if you want these quotations, just write to me and ask for them. Or go to the podcast on the website, and on today's podcast, press the link for Read Along, and up comes my manuscript from which I now speak. That's a quick way to get the quotes. Well, A.W. Pink was a pastor and a theologian. And while we are with the theologians, here also is Dr. Louis Burkhoff. I want to borrow his superb definition for the knowledge of God. Let me get this on your mind today, and we will come back to this tomorrow. Louis Burkhoff, in his Systematic Theology, says, quote, "The knowledge of God may be defined as that perfection of God, whereby he, in an entirely unique manner, knows himself and all things possible and actual in one eternal and most simple act." Well, let me say that again and jot this down if you can. The knowledge of God may be defined as that perfection of God, whereby he, in an entirely unique manner, knows himself and all things possible and actual in one eternal and most simple act. Well, what is meant by this? Let's break it down and talk about each part of this stellar definition for the knowledge of God. And let's do this tomorrow. Shall we? Shall we do this because God is? Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.